Ego autem in Domino speravi, exultabo et laetabo. Quia respexisti humilitatem mea.
October 17, 2020. Asceticism Part 5. Today we turn to the subject of how to deal with thoughts and feelings in the sense of spiritual efforts in which asceticism is included. Wrong thoughts separate from God. It's written in Wisdom 1:3. And in 1:5, He, meant the Holy Spirit, distances Himself from incomprehensible thoughts. It is first of all important to realize that thoughts also require asceticism. They must not rule over me by spreading without my consent. Even if we are not master of what thoughts come to us, we are master of whether we think them and carry them on or not. In a spiritual formation, one must free oneself from thinking that one can simply let one's thoughts run free, and that this is an area of freedom of our humanity in the sense of a German song that says, "Die Gedanken sind frei," that means the thoughts are free. Like everything else, the thoughts in fallen men are to be measured against the truth. As a rule, thoughts precede evil deeds. In 2 Corinthians 11:3, it is said, "I fear, however, that as a serpent once deceived Eve through falsehood, so you too may deviate in your thoughts from pure and sincere devotion to Christ." So what is needed is an asceticism of our thoughts. Saint Benedict taught his monks that they should crush evil thoughts immediately on the rock of Christ, as soon as they rise. So it is not necessary to pay attention to them and give them space, but to carry them immediately in prayer to the Lord. This is sometimes quite an exhausting exercise, because many thoughts come over you, and in addition, we do not always identify evil or wrong thoughts immediately. It may be even easier with direct evil thoughts, which are even directed against God or our neighbor. They may be a torment, but they are also easier to identify. It becomes more difficult with thoughts from the semi-darkness, half-truth, thoughts that carry something right in them, but at the same time also wrong, and we cannot immediately distinguish them. It will be clear to those of us who are in the following of Christ, that we must immediately reject thoughts against faith, morals, the teaching of the Church, and so on. We should do this without entering into any inner discussion. But we should also be aware if our faith is indirectly attacked, somehow called into question. Here too it must be clear. I do not think these thoughts any further, because in the end they are directed against God and darken my soul. Again, prayer, especially for the Holy Spirit, is essential. One should ask the Holy Spirit to help us to make the necessary discernment, to warn us when our thoughts are slipping, and to give us space when they are not helpful for discipleship. It is not only about the hidden lies and obscurations that come through wrong thoughts that we should pay attention to, but also about not giving space to useless thoughts. All this subject is very broad, and I have written about it in more detail elsewhere. But what I have said about thoughts also applies to sensations. It is not easy, but they too must come under the rule of Christ, and we must not simply leave negative dark feelings, but, as I explained yesterday, carry them to God and ask the Holy Spirit to touch them. Finally, a few words that apply to everyone, and in particular to the Balta Lilia warriors. If the anti-Christian darkness continues to increase, which is unfortunately to be feared, we must expect that the demons will have a stronger influence on people. This will happen a lot through thoughts. Therefore, it is all the more important to have a clear order in our inner house. All the remarks I have given on asceticism are intended to encourage us to be more open to God and to turn away from everything that prevents us from being attentive to God. The spiritual battle is at first hand not a physical battle and often not visible. The fallen angels and their human co-workers, most of them probably unconsciously, want to divert us from pure devotion to God or in some way diminish it. Asceticism, which in this context, as mentioned, can only be treated rudimentarily, is our equipment for the fight. If we do not discipline our body, our tongue, our thoughts and feelings, then corresponding attacks from the darkness will always weaken us very much. But then it becomes more difficult to counteract with the sword of the Spirit. We will not be able to wield the sword with great purity if there are still too many unpurified things living in us and binding our attention to ourselves. In this respect, the last five considerations represent a training to strengthen the readiness for the spiritual struggle. One more word at the very end now. Do not be afraid if we still perceive our weakness and limitations. Who does not have them? The Lord does not expect us to be perfect, also not in the army of the Lamb. But what He certainly wants is for us to stretch out with our free will to fulfill our mission on earth.
The introit we will hear today is taken from Psalm 31 and says, I trust in the Lord. I will rejoice and be glad in your steadfast love. Because you have seen my affliction, you have known the distress of my soul. In you, O Lord, do I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your righteousness, deliver me.
In te, Domine, speravi, non confundari in eternum. In justitia tua liberami. Ego autem in Domino
humilitate mea.